Very well, Holmes, said I. If you're going to be an unofficial detective, a consulting detective, the only one in the world, he interjected. Fine, a consulting detective then. You are still dependent on cases walking across your threshold. But if the real detectives do their job halfway decently, there will be times when there are none left over for you. My dear friend, he said, and I sensed the annoyance in his voice, I do not live on leftovers, as you suggest. I am consulted on cases when Lestrade, Gregson, or Anderson find themselves to be in over their heads, which, by the way, happens rather often, and my peculiar powers are called for. I had expected this protest to grow into a tirade, but suddenly his countenance softened as he looked out from our bay window down onto Baker Street. Speaking of Lestrade, he's just arrived in his private carriage. Really, Holmes, I did not know the Scotland Yard was now providing private carriages for their inspectors. Of course, they are not, but the imbeciles over there decided that they wished to be secretive about their movements, so they purchased a dozen identical, unmarked carriages with dark curtains. They are so bland and featureless you can tell them from any other carriage in London a block away. Ah, but that is not Lestrade's leg emerging. It is a fine and shapely leg of a young lady. Oh, is it now? I said as I pushed aside the curtain.